evening. Greetings to my brothers and sisters and visitors in Christ. Thank you so much again for joining us for this Wednesday night special prayer meeting. All hearts and minds are clear. Let us talk to the Lord. Heavenly Father, God of us all, so thankful, blessed, and happy that you allowed us to worship and praise you and gather in this place to adore your holy and divine name. I pray, Father God, you continue to just watch over us as only you can do. And thank you so very, very much for this day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be so glad in all of the benefits that he has provided for us. We know that circumstances and challenges face us day by day. But it's a privilege just to praise God Almighty because he allowed us to receive his power, just to worship him and to praise him and to know that he is truly with us. Thank you, Lord God, for my wife, my children, my First Baptist Church, family, friends, visitors, and everybody who is on this line. I pray, Father God, you would strengthen them in a mighty, mighty way and give them all what they stand in need of. I pray, Father God, that you would just watch over us in a mighty, mighty way and help us, Lord God, to know that we are not alone as we go through daily struggle. We know that God personally helped us through our prayer and by his word. If we continue to just have faith in him, then his word will definitely come alive in our hearts and our minds and our souls. Thank you, Father God, for just being who you are. And I make a special blessing for one of our own members, Sister Doris Rogers. I pray that we continue to embrace her in a mighty, mighty way because of her dedication, her commitment, and her love for service. We congratulate her for honoring her for 50 years as a crossing officer in Tacoma Park, Maryland. I pray, Father God, you will give her all what she stands in need of, and thank you for just blessing her in so many, so many, so many ways, oh Father. Thank you, Father God, for just allowing me to say a word to you tonight, oh Father. And I pray, Father God, you will watch over our pastor right now, Father God. Give him and his family all what they stand in need of. I pray you watch over the people who have lost loved ones, oh Lord God. Pray you will touch their hearts in my mighty way and comfort them as only you can do. And also, our sick and shattered members, Father God, that's all around this world. I pray, Father God, you would just tug on them and give them a breath of energy so they can go on just a little while longer and worship and praise your holy divine name. And help our young people all around this world, Father God. You know, temptation is all around them. I pray, Father God, you would give them a head of protection, Father God, so that they can leave this world in the way that you choose for them to go in the right path, Father. Help us all to be good examples for them, Father God, because only you can help us, only you can save us, and only you can give us the true way of life. Thank you, Lord God, for just being so good, because you equipped us to handle things that is overcoming in our lives, oh Lord God, no matter if it's good news, bad news, loss of job, sickness and health, no matter what it is, oh Father God, any problem that comes our way, you are just God and a mighty God and a God who can provide for us in all times of trouble. And I pray for God you will just allow us to be thankful to you for all the things you have done. And please, 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 Father God, forgive us all for our sins that we have done that's unpleasing to you, Father God, so we can receive your wonderful forgiveness. Because the Bible tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that the Lord, in the Lord, we have our hearts lean on you, O Lord God, and understand in all your ways. Help us to trust you and direct our path in a mighty, mighty way. Because the grace that only comes from you, Father God, that comes into our hearts and our minds, help us to understand and to be humble in all our ways so that we can worship and praise your holy divine name. Bless us all and keep us. Help us to navigate through the storms of life so that we see your ever-loving joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We will now have the scripture reading from Deacon Bazemore's son, Nolan Bazemore.
Good afternoon, church. I'll be reading from John chapter 15, verse 9 through 12. That was John chapter 15, verse 9 through 12. It reads, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you." That was John chapter 15, verse 9 through 12. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing and the reading of his mighty word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Bazemore. We will now have a prayer from Brother Rudy Pearson.
Good evening. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to come together in your name one more time. We pray, giving thanks, that through the storms and tribulations, you keep us. We pray for the sick. We pray that they would be able to just touch the hem of your garment. We pray that whatever the problems may be, that you will remind your people that you are the deliverer, and that no task is too great for you. So we come before you this evening, Lord. You said where two gather in your name, you would be there. We come praising you now. We come before your throne, thanking you for your son, and we pray that you will continue to bless and keep us. For it is in your son's Jesus name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We will now have 2 minutes of closed mic prayer. 2 minutes of closed mic prayer.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We are blessed with another father and son team with Deacon Lamar Pearson giving the next prayer. Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Lord, we come boldly before your throne of grace, rejoicing in the mighty, mighty work that you have done in our lives. We thank you this day for being able to call on your everlasting name, recognizing that beside you there is no other. We praise you and we worship you because you are worthy of all our praise. We're worthy of calling on your everlasting name in the time of trouble. And you continue to shower your renewing blessing upon our lives. Well, certainly we are coming before you because of the trouble in the land, for the cities and the nations around the world are gathering preparation for healing from the suffering of the COVID. We thank you, Lord, for your will and your way. And in your own time and in the multitude of blessings that you shower upon those who labor day and night, that we might be able to be successful in managing this condition. Lord, we thank you for food, clothing, and shelter, for how you continue to provide for us in such a time of need, when we've had the blessed opportunity to come together and to work together, that we might be able to be a part of the healing of the land. Lord, we are calling on you. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on our country, our leaders, those who continue to share the responsibility of bringing about changes in our society. Lord, we thank you for your healing power and your renewing strength, for every opportunity to call on your everlasting name. For certainly our eyes don't see as far as they used to. Neither does taste or the sound of our ears. But Lord, we thank you for the opportunity of seeing this day, the opportunity of coming together in prayer and fellowship to show forth your loving kindness in all we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Pearson. We will now have a musical selection, and then the next voice you hear will be Sister Patricia Wilder with our inspirational moment. She is the secretary of the Sunday School Adult Class Number 2. Thank you.
This time I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Sister Wilder, you can begin.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Darlene. Good evening, everyone. Reverend Tucker, fellow program members, First Baptist members, and guests. As Darlene told you, my name is Patricia Wilder. And I am in adult Sunday school number 2, and I'd like to mention the name of my instructor, Ruth Thornton. She puts forth so much effort and time for her classes, so I want to mention her name. The first thing, and I'm going to be talking about prayer today. The first thing I want to ask is, because we've all had these throwback moments when we wonder how we got over. And when we look back at what we've gone through, we know that we got over because of our prayers to a loving and giving God. I'd like to just mention 2 incidents in my life before I get to the meat of my speech that I went through. And I knew that it had to be God. The first incident happened when I was in school at Howard University, and we were taking a final exam. And for those of you who are familiar with final exams, you usually have a 2-hour window to complete the exam. Well, there was only one question on the exam, and you had to answer it. Well, I had no idea what this man was asking. I sat there. I saw everybody around me writing. And almost an hour had ticked by, and I had not written anything. And I sat there, and I prayed earnestly, God, please, please help me. I have no clue what this man is talking about. One idea came to me. That idea came from God. I started writing. I only had an hour, no time to proofread, no time to check anything. Just write. Run with the idea that you were given. That's all I had. And when I got the results of that paper, there was an A+ on it. I can't say that I earned it because truly, to this day, I still have no idea what I wrote, how I wrote it. But that let me know God was working in my life. And the second example that I want to point out, I had a coworker who found me irritating for some reason. And she would say things, and I always want to come with a comeback, but I found myself speechless. So I prayed, and I said, God, the next time this woman approaches me like this, please, please give me the words to say. And he did. And when it happened, one of my friends said, Pat, it was like E.F. Hutton. When you started speaking, there was a hush and everybody was listening. But what grew from that experience is that today this lady is one of my best friends. We talk often. In fact, I spoke to her a week or so ago. So when we turn things over to God in prayer, he will work it out. Our solution, our human solution, it often is not the response that we want to give. We see prayer in everything we do. We see prayer in the songs that we sing. My mother prayed for me. Jesus, build a fence all around me. Take my hand, precious Lord. Help me, Jesus, like you said you would. Fix it, Jesus, like you said you would. So I'm going to talk about prayer today, and the subject is never alone. While many people may seek time with you, God is waiting for that one-on-one time as well. If possible, find a place free of noise and other distractions. Settle into a comfortable position and ask God to direct your thoughts as you spend the next few moments focusing on him. These moments may refresh your mind and soul. They should also remind you that you are never alone. God is with you every moment of every day. In fact, one of the attributes that distinguishes God as God rather than as creature is his omnipresence. He is in all places at all times. God is not there simply as an observer or companion. He is there to strengthen, to help, and to guide you. His direction will never be a misjudgment, because just as he is ever-present, he is also all-knowing. Nothing that occurs today will surprise him. Nothing that occurs tomorrow will catch him off guard. God is always near you and with you. I'd like to read Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So we see all of this help coming from God. I'd like to read to you some prayers, and some of you may be familiar with some of them. This first one is based on the Serenity Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in forgiving that we are forgiven, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. I praise you, mighty Father. You forgive all my iniquities, and you heal all my diseases. Thank you, Lord. When I am sick, you send your word, and it heals me. Your word is life to me, and it brings healing to my flesh. Thank you for the healing power of your word, Father. I will never let it depart from my eyes. I will keep your word deeply implanted within my heart. Praise your name, Holy Father. I love you, and I thank you for healing me and keeping me in good health. Lord, you invite all who are burdened to come to you. Allow your healing hand to heal me. Touch my soul with your compassion for others. Touch my heart with your courage and infinite love for all. Touch my mind with your wisdom, that my mouth may always proclaim your praise. Teach me to reach out to you in my need, and help me to lead others to you by example. Most loving heart of Jesus, bring me health in body and spirit, that I may serve you with all my strength. Touch gently this life which you have created, now and forevermore. Amen. May your home be blessed with the courage of compassionate hearts, seeing the greatness in every soul. May the garden of your heart bloom with even the smallest of kind acts, giving your life the gift of divine purpose. And finally, what do we find in Jesus? We find peace and the Prince of Peace. We find righteousness and the Righteous One. We find counsel and the Counselor. We find wonders and the Wonderful One. We find salvation and the Savior. We find the Kingdom and the King. May each and every one within the sound of my voice be blessed. Amen.
Amen. We will have 20 seconds to applaud Patricia Wilder for her wonderful, wonderful message. The mics will now be open. We will now hear from our pastor, Reverend Tucker.
We certainly thank God this evening for that timely and blessed message coming from Sister Wilder. Her thoughts, her ideas, her experience, and her inspiration meant much to us, I am sure, and the words that she proclaimed fits right into where we are at this moment. We certainly want to thank you, Sister Wilder, for your work and for your message this evening. And we want to thank each one of our members who shared in this service tonight. It was really beautiful. It was a beautiful experience and inspiring. And I don't know about you, but I was blessed because of your participation and your sharing. And then I want to thank everybody that's on this call and who thought it not robbery to pause and give thanks unto God. It's a good thing for us as a church family to come together and to praise God in this way. You might be interested to know that the last I checked, it was about 87 people on our line last week in attendance of this service. And we thank God for each one of you. And thank God for the privilege that is ours to come and share in prayer together. Let us continue to pray. The word tonight was the importance of prayer, and that we ought to pray without ceasing, that we ought to pray at all times and stay in the heart and mind of God. Stop, pause, give ourselves a chance to fellowship with God. Let us do that very frequently. And then let us be mindful of our sick and those who are bereaved. Let us pray for and keep Sister Huntley and the entire Huntley family in prayer. Sister Huntley's husband and our beloved member, Brother John Huntley, transitioned. He was a member of the Wisdom Circle. The homegoing celebration will be held in North Carolina. And then let us keep Sister Gwendolyn Davis in prayer. God bless her soul. She will have a knee replacement surgery on tomorrow at the Holy Cross Hospital, and we need to continue to pray for us. She's looking forward to a speedy recovery, and let us pray that that will be the case, and bless the Lord for her. And let us keep all of our sick and shut-in members in prayer. They certainly need and enjoy your concern and your prayers. Prayer does make a difference, and so we want you to remember them and show forth your love at all times for those individuals who are sick and shut in. And now we're going to ask that the lines would be open and that you would have an opportunity to make prayer requests. 20 seconds. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds for your prayer request. We want to encourage you to be in our services on Sunday. It's Men's Emphasis Sunday, and we're going to ask that you encourage all of the men to come and share in that service. The Reverend Curtis McLaughlin will be our preacher on Sunday, and so we invite you to do so. Let us now enter into moments of prayer. God, our Father, we come before you just now to thank you for this opportunity that is ours to come. You have heard the cries of your people, O God. We pray that you would hear them and that you would bless them and that you would hear their concerns and that we know you hear them, O God, because you know what things we stand in need of and we desire before we even ask. And so, God, we just ask that you would abide in your own way to bless them and keep them and heal them and deliver as only you can do. Hear our wishes and our cries. We pray, O God, your blessings upon all those who are hurt and in pain, who are suffering from one thing or another. And Lord, they need your presence and your power. They need you to draw nigh unto them. Will you bless them, O God? We pray, O God, that you would bless those who are struggling in disease and sickness and in turmoil in their lives. They are broken, O God, and they need your strength and your guidance. Hear their plea and hear their cry and deliver, O God. And we ask your blessings upon the brokenhearted, O God, those whose hearts are broken. Abide with them and comfort them, O God. And then we pray for those who have cold hearts, whose hearts are full of misery and full of evil and are prone to, for destruction and harm. We pray, O God, that you would turn them around and fix them as only you can do. And then, God, we ask your blessings upon First Baptist Church. Oh, God, bless each one of your servants. Empower us and strengthen us and guide us and give us what you know that we stand in need of. Provide us with the spiritual insight that we might be able to walk a little closer with you, that we might be able to walk in your steps, that we might be able to do what you desire for us to do. Bless, O God, as only you can do. And then, God, we pray for those who are walking through the storms of this life. When the rains are falling and when the turbulence rages around us, O God, we pray your protection and your guidance. And then, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for being God. Thank you for blessing. Thank you for your keeping grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for how you've opened doors for us and made ways for us. Thank you for, oh, protecting us even in this rugged life that we are experiencing now, during this pandemic, during the struggles that we are facing even right now. We pray, oh God, that you would deliver as only you can do. And then, God, bless us. Straighten our lives up. For we realize, God, that sometimes when we would do good, evil is all around us. Have mercy, oh God. Clean our thoughts, clean our minds, create in us a pure heart. Give us what you see that we stand in need of. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray, and our soul says, Amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. And the people of God said, Amen and amen.
Amen. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service. We look forward to fellowshipping with you again early Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. at one of our various Sunday school classes and at 10 a.m. for our Zoom service, which can also be viewed on YouTube and Facebook. I remind you that we do have intercessory prayer on Monday night at 6:55 p.m. And all this information and more can be found on our website at www.fbcwdc.org. And certainly, we hope that you will be back next Wednesday to fellowship with us again. For those of you that will be leaving, we wish you a wonderful evening and a blessed week. And for those of you that will be staying, we pray that you will continue to enjoy the music. God bless you and have a great evening.
So let the church, say, to what His word says, God has spoken. Let the church say,
amen.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response to whatever He
says,
from the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. No matter how you feel or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night, cause you're gonna win the fight, even in the valley, or standing at your Red Sea, continue to say, cause your help is on the way. Why God has spoken, I heard Him. Let the church say,
amen.
Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. What's the word?
Faithful,
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 faithful.
faithful is our God. I'm reaping the harvest. Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today. I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today.
Thank you. Never never be the same. Never be the same. Today's my day. Never be. never be the same. I never be the same.
Come on, you say it.
I never be the same. I never be the same.
Declare it over your life, say it.
I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. 'Cause today's my day. You changed my name. I might live.
Like this.
When I wanna be close to you, I lay my hands in prayer.
Praise into my hands. Let's declare it, church.
I will praise you while.
Feel.
time. They need to know that through their life there is a purpose to a dying world. This message we must bring. Though we tend to feel security in our salvation, we should constantly think about the lost. There are people young. So tell some more soul about Christ. So go.